This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ministry of Finance initiates the budget formulation process for the upcoming fiscal year. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming meets Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal to discuss bilateral relations and practical cooperation. And Israel launches strike on Iran, declares state of emergency across the country in anticipation of retaliatory strikes. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance has initiated the budget formulation process for the upcoming fiscal year, forming a revenue advisory committee in line with the approved schedule and procedures. Ministry spokesperson Tanka Prasad Pandey said the committee was constituted by a decision of the Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal. The Revenue Secretary coordinates the panel at the ministry and the panel has already begun its work. The committee has been mandated to recommend measures related to the economy and key areas to be incorporated in the forthcoming budget. It will suggest policy and legal reforms concerning income tax, value-added tax, excise duty, education service fees, digital service fees, e-commerce taxation, and other internal taxes imposed under prevailing financial laws. It will also review tax and non-tax rates, propose procedural simplification, recommend tax system reforms, and advise on improvements to overall revenue administration and organizational structure. The panel will provide recommendations on policy and legal reforms, procedural simplification, and tax and non-tax incentives to promote industrial development and protection. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has stepped up its election campaign across the Kathmandu Valley ahead of the March 5th House of Representatives elections. Party leaders held rallies and conducted outreach programs in different parts of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur today. Party President Ravi Lamichani and senior leader Balendra Shah were among those participating in their campaign events. According to the party, the valley-focused campaign began at Gosala at 6 a.m. today and is scheduled to conclude with the closing program at the party's central office in Banasthali at 6 p.m. The party said it has prioritized the federal capital in the final stretch of the campaigning. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming paid separate courtesy calls on Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal at Singhadarbar, discussing bilateral relations and practical cooperation between the two countries. During the meeting, Prime Minister Karki congratulated Ambassador Zhang on his appointment and extended best wishes for a successful tenure in Nepal. She expressed confidence that Nepal-China friendship, cooperation and partnership would reach new heights during his term. Both sides reviewed the long-standing historical ties between the two countries and stressed the need to further strengthen bilateral engagement. In his meeting with Finance Minister Khanal, Ambassador Zhang discussed China-Nepal relations and areas of practical cooperation. The two sides agreed to implement the important understandings reached by the leaders of both countries and to expand collaboration in ways that deliver tangible benefits to the people of Nepal and China. The Royal Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Kathmandu hosted a Ramadan iftar reception in the capital on Friday evening. The reception was hosted by Fahd bin Muhammad bin Munaykhir, the ambassador of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to Nepal. Government officials, diplomats, religious leaders and members of the Muslim community attended the event. Guests broke their fast with dates and traditional refreshments in a spirit of unity and goodwill. Saudi Arabia has been supporting Muslim communities in Nepal through various initiatives, particularly during Ramadan. The embassy and the Saudi-backed organizations distribute dates, support Quran recitation programs, and extend assistance to mosques and religious institutions. The embassy has also been providing humanitarian support to underprivileged communities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Israel says it has launched a preemptive attack on Iran. According to the BBC in a statement, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said the action was taken to remove what he described as threats to the state of Iran. To the state of Israel, rather. He also declared a special permanent state of emergency across the country, citing fears of possible retaliatory strikes. Explosions have been reported in downtown Tehran, according to Iran's Fars News Agency. Several missiles struck areas including University Street and Zomhouri area of the capital. The agency said it had received reports of multiple impacts in what is described as the Republic area. An Al Jazeera correspondent in Tehran reported seeing smoke rising from parts of the city following the blast. Iranian media said at least three explosions were heard in central Tehran. Israel's airports authority announced airspace had been closed to all civilian flights and urged public not to come to the airport. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reported that at least one strike occurred near office linked to Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. There has been no immediate confirmation from Iranian authorities on casualties or damage. Tensions remain high as both sides brace for possible further developments. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Ministry of Finance initiates the budget formulation process for the upcoming fiscal year. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming meets Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal to discuss bilateral relations and practical cooperation. And Israel launches strike on Iran, declares state of emergency across the country in anticipation of retaliatory strikes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.